Hi everyone, and good morning. Try to fix the microphone here. It is 7:36 in the morning, and I'm driving to work. And I've been going over sort of a summary of each chapter of the new book that I have out. And we've gone over so far the calm, the wind, the rain, and the darkness. And the fifth and second to last point or chapter is the storm. And again, it's from the book Why God: Understanding Storms in the Life of the Believer. The storm. Now, years ago, I went to San Francisco with my wife, years before we had children, and it was fun. It was an awesome vacation. You know, back when we had kids, we were able to go on more vacations, more frequently, and we went to San Francisco and went to the typical tourist sites. We went to, I think it's Boudin or something, the place that has clam chowder sourdough bread bowls, super good, amazing. We got some great coffee, some good food. We looked at the tourist sites, you know, and then at one point we wanted to see the Golden Gate Bridge, like up close, and we heard there were boat tours there. And so we went up there, and there was a big old nice fancy boat, and that tour was like $50 each. And again, granted, this was, I don't know, over a decade ago. Or there was like this little skimpy boat that was, they charged like $20 each. And I'm like, let's take the small boat. We'll be fine. And you know, it was kind of cold there at the time, a little bit windy. There were white caps out there on the ocean, but it didn't look too violent or anything. So we went for it. And as we were heading out to the bridge on the boat, you know, the announcer was giving a little historical, you know, account of everything and the surroundings and the bridge itself. And it started to get choppy, really choppy. And then the splashes got bigger. And then the water started to splash on the boat. We had to try to get in the center front of the boat because we were outside there, to make sure we don't get splashed with the freezing cold water. It started out exciting, and then it started to get a little bit worried. Like, this is bad out here. You know, wearing our long jackets, our beanies, our scarves. See, the white caps from the shore, they looked okay. They didn't look bad at all. Looked pretty, actually. But then when you're in the midst of the ocean, the white caps looked more intense, kind of crazier. And again, it didn't help that the water and the wind, it was just freezing. We were a little bit distressed. And right around that time, the captain said, "You know what, guys, we're going to go back. It's too choppy to go any further." And right at that time, we turned around, and a huge wave went into the boat, basically, and splashed my wife right in the face. She's like, "Oh my goodness." And it was laughable, but not, because it was miserable. And you know what? Perhaps you found yourself in a similar situation. You know, you thought the white caps looked beautiful, but now that you're out in the midst of the ocean, all you want to do is get back to shore. When we're in the middle of the storm, being tossed back and forth, it's in our nature to want to escape. We want to get out. We want to head back to land. Why are we out here? We think to ourselves, if this was God's will, there wouldn't be any hardships or difficulties. So this must not be God's will. But we need to remember that there will be storms. That's a promise. But remember this, there will be storms, but God is sovereign over the storms. God is sovereign over the storms, and He often allows us to go through storms so that we might learn to depend upon Him. And that's the thing, you guys, if we never experience difficult situations or seasons, we will not have the opportunity of seeing God at work in the midst of our storms, hardships, and trials. I had briefly mentioned a couple days before one of the times the disciples found themselves in the midst of the storm at the sea. The storm was so great, it was so intense, that it was called the Great Tempest, indicating the intensity of the storms. And the disciples, they were out on the sea a lot. They were fishermen. They were used to storms. But this one was huge, nothing like they've ever seen. Thinking they were about to die, they cried out, "Lord, save us." And remember, Jesus awoke with a word, calmed the storm and the sea, and he calmed the disciples. But the disciples had the opportunity to see the power of God firsthand. But they only had that incredible opportunity because they were in the middle of the storm. The same is true for you and me. You know, sometimes the Lord leads us into storms so that we might see him working in our lives. Other times, the Lord allows us to go through storms so that we might cry out to him in dependence. In either case, we need to remember that he is in control of the storms and more than able to rescue. I would just say, don't despise the storms. Don't let the storms cause you to become bitter. But embrace the Lord Jesus through the storms. And I think it's kind of interesting that that when the disciples cried out to Jesus, he said, "Well, why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" Matthew 8:26. I mean, this was likely the biggest storm the disciples had ever seen. And yet Jesus rebuked them for being fearful. Why? I believe it was because they were looking at the storm and not at their Savior. When we look around at the storms that we find ourselves in, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, afraid, or discouraged. Maybe we've never seen a storm this big. Maybe our circumstances feel out of control, like waves threatening to capsize the boat. In these moments, you know, it's easy to look at what's going on around us and be filled with fear. But Jesus asks us to use our eyes of faith and look beyond the storms raging all around us. Keep your eyes on the Savior. When Peter stepped out of the boat onto that water, when he was looking to Jesus, believing he would do a miracle, guess what happened? Well, he did a miracle. When Peter looked to Jesus, he stayed afloat. He stayed on top of the water. He did not sink. So when Peter looked at the Savior, he stayed afloat. But when Peter looked at the storm, he started to sink. And that's exactly what happens to us in this life, you guys. When we look to Jesus, we will stay afloat. We will have faith. We will be like, "This is amazing." We'll be on cloud nine. We'll be floating on the clouds. You know what I'm saying? We'll be walking on the water. It's amazing. But it's when we start noticing our circumstances and start overthinking and start asking the what if questions and start freaking out and being fearful and afraid about things that aren't even happening, that's when we start to sink, when we start to see the circumstances and go, "Man, this is storms, this is problems, I'm freaking out, I have anxiety now," and you're going to start to sink. I would say revert your eyes back onto Jesus and you will stay afloat. That's the key, you guys, to getting through the storms. Keep your eyes on Jesus. It's so elementary, yet so profound and so powerful, because he is powerful. Within the midst of your storms and your trial and the craziness and the chaos of life, keep your eyes on Christ. Don't let circumstances overwhelm you, because circumstances will always change. Right? There will always be times where we perceive so-called problems. But oftentimes what we see as problems, God sees as purpose. And so we need to trust him, lean upon him, depend on him with all of who we are, with our whole weight. Fall upon him in dependency. "Lord, carry me. You're in charge." Two promises I want to leave you with today. Two promises. Number one, there will always be storms in your life. There will always be difficulties. There will always be storms, number one. But number two, God is always sovereign over the storms. There will always be storms, but God is sovereign over the storms. So even when it feels like chaos around you, know, realize, remember that God is in control. He's got you. Well, God bless you guys. I hope you all have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you next time.